The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guests are Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson and the Director of Transportation, Jamie Schartzer. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, Jamie, welcome to Super Chat. Jamie, earlier this year, the Indiana legislature passed Senate Bill 282, I believe it is, which is aimed at reducing student truancy in schools statewide. It's my understanding that each county is to create a detailed plan for addressing this serious issue. So will you explain the countywide attendance program, AEP, that you will be working under?
Yes. So once the state addressed it and said, you know, each district and county needs to work to improve the student attendance, the districts within Dearborn County, along with the Dearborn County Circuit Judge, Neckengard, and Dearborn County Probation, there was an initial meeting saying, what can we do to work on this together? And there was an agreement rather quickly that it was important that all of the schools be on the same page so the parents and the community members understand how important attendance is and that we have an obligation to work together to improve our student attendance.
Mm-hmm. Can you get down to some of the specifics? I mean, like, what are the thresholds for your K through 5 grades and your 6 through 12 grades? Can you review them for our listeners?
Yes. So K to 5 are limited to 6 excused absences per year. So at the 3 unexcused mark, parents will receive a letter. At 6 unexcused absences, Dearborn County notifies the family and there is contact made by Dearborn County Court representative. At 9 unexcused, Dearborn County Probation is notified and the community partners referral initiated by Dearborn County. And at 12 unexcused, Dearborn County Probation is notified and DCS case is initiated. Those are for the K to 5 students. At 6 to 12, there are limited parent excused to 4 per year. And so once you get to 2 unexcused, you get a parent letter. An additional parent letter is sent home at the 4 unexcused absences. At the 5th unexcused, there's a parent meeting with a student and an attendance contract is signed. At the 6th unexcused absence, parent letter notifying of Dearborn County probation referral. At the 8th unexcused absence, there's an in-school suspension assigned. The 9th unexcused, there's 1 day of ACDC. And at the 10th unexcused absence, Dearborn County probation meeting takes place.
Are you able to provide our listeners with a data comparison involving truancy in the, let's say, first semester of 23-24 school year and the current 24-25 school year?
Yes. One of the big parts of this from the state level is they just want to know when the students are absent. So looking at the student absences, we really wanted to look at if we were improving for this first semester of the school year compared to last school year. And at the high school and middle school level, we've seen a significant reduction already in students that have had 9 or more absences. So we're about 30% improvement on students that are in the building more. So that's great news. But overall, as a district, our attendance went from 94% up to 95% attendance rate. So that may seem small, but 1% for our entire district is something that we're pretty excited about. So we're sitting at 95% after this first semester. We are optimistic as we go into the spring that we can continue this and see a decrease in this chronic absenteeism in our district.
Well, it sounds like things are moving a little bit in the right direction. I have read, though, that during the whole COVID fiasco, Indiana schools had among the worst truancy levels. So how much really has changed since that period, say, the last 5 years?
And there was a significant attendance problem right after COVID, and it continued. The percentages were quite low across the state and even in Dearborn County and Sunman-Dearborn schools. So we are just looking to communicate with parents and our families how important it is to get our students into school. And, you know, that 95% attendance rate is pretty good on our end. So we just look to continue to improve that with the emphasis that if your students are well, we really want them in the building.
Yeah. You know, this certainly seems like it's not something you want to allow to have it get out of control and off the rails. Well, let me ask you this, Jamie. What message would you offer up to parents across Dearborn County?
I would say, you know, we're appreciative of the efforts that we've seen from our parents this first semester. There has definitely been an increase in communication of why their student is absent. We are seeing more medical notes, so we have an explanation as to why their student is absent. And we are working together with our families to see that improvement of attendance and that there's a significant importance of having our students in the building so learning can take place and they can be a part of the community that occurs when a student goes to school.
Yeah. This has been excellent information. I really do truly appreciate your efforts in sharing this today.
Well, thank you. It's good to see the improvement that we're finding across the district and hopefully across Dearborn County. I think that was an important part of our initial meeting was we as a county wanted to work together to help improve attendance in the area.
Indeed. Andrew, I'd like to turn to you now. What efforts are being made to explore having a day facility for truancy students in your middle school and high school grades? I mean, what can you share with us today?
Yes, absolutely. So as Jamie spoke about, it's a countywide program. And it's very much being led by Judge Neckengard, and he's had some preliminary conversations with the three Dearborn County superintendents and Ohio County as well. We all partner together along with Ohio County. For those students that are getting to the end of the process and still not attending, that they would be ordered to report to a facility in the courthouse, actually, that they're going to look at renovating into a classroom space with some restrooms, and they would be responsible for completing the work that would be sent down by the schools. So it's just some preliminary conversations. We hope to have it up and running by next school year. It does take some additional approval from county commissioners because it's part of the courthouse facility, and they ultimately can determine what space is used. There is a space available. There is going to be a little bit of a renovation cost to it, but not a lot. But Judge Neckengard has really done an excellent job of spearheading this effort to get students to attend school more regularly.
Well, regular attendance is kind of a prerequisite to getting a good education, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, as our listeners may not be aware, there is a compulsory attendance law in Indiana. So students, once they hit age six, they are required to go to school. Believe it or not, kindergarten is not required in Indiana. Most students attend kindergarten. It is not required. But once you're age six, you're required to attend school through the age of 18. The legislature can change those laws as needed, and they have. And they've more closely defined, narrowly defined, what compulsory attendance is. And what we're trying to battle is what they consider chronic absenteeism, which is 10% of the school day, so, or school year, which is 18 days. So we're trying to limit students that are absent 18 days or more a school year, which seems like a lot, but that's for all absences, excused, unexcused, medical, non-medical, family vacations, everything. The state tracks that, the feds track that, and they really want us to limit it. We've had poor attendance or lower attendance rates ever since COVID, and the state legislature is very alarmed by that. So in 2024, they passed some new laws. And so this was an effort to respond to those laws and to try to get students to attend more regularly, because we know that that is, as you said, a key to learning and success in schools is coming there every day.
Yeah, without question. Well, you know, I believe this has been a very beneficial conversation today. I'm quite pleased that we have this podcast form available to explore the details of such an important issue. Listen, you guys, this is good information today, and I'd like to thank you both for joining me here on Super Chat.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.